Hello, you guys, and welcome back to Pop Culture University, where we talk about everything that's going on in pop culture and see what we can learn from it. I am Patty Pop Culture, TikTok legend, icon, ungaslightable, baddie, now professional podcast host, all of the above. It is Wednesday, December 22nd. I think it's Wednesday. When I'm on winter break, I have no idea what day it is. I just think Christmas Eve is Friday, right? Anyway, it may or may not be Wednesday the 22nd. I hope you guys are having a great day. The lesson today is kind of, we're talking about two different women today who I normally don't ever talk about on TikTok or on my podcast. But that doesn't mean they're icons. It is Bridget Mendler, icon, we all know that, and Emma Chamberlain. The lessons today include Bridget Mendler. I'm sure you guys have seen her leaked LinkedIn that has said, like, all the college education she's gone through, even after being a rich and famous actress, and that has perplexed a lot of people wondering why she did that. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about why Emma Chamberlain quit TikTok, and if we think more celebrities are going to quit TikTok now and delete the app, because Emma said it's toxic. So yeah, let's get into all of that. And welcome to Pop Culture University. Take your seats. He's got the Everything is fine when you're standing in the eye of the hurricane. I love that song. Literally one of the best songs ever known to man. Okay, so first thing we're going to talk about today is the fact that Emma Chamberlain, you know, quirky LA girl, deleted her TikTok. And let's just start from the beginning. So Emma Chamberlain joined TikTok last year when everybody did, and her TikTok blew up like really, really quickly compared to a lot of other influencers. People love her for some reason. She really has like a fan base behind her of not just fans, but like stans. So her TikTok following shot up to over 10 million right when she got on there. I've made a TikTok about her before. I was talking about how her and Addison were going to the Met Gala back when that was a thing in like May or something. October. And her fans were like, she deserves to go. But then everyone was like shitting on Addison. So like, don't fuck with Emma Chamberlain fans. But anyway, she had a huge presence on TikTok. And then the other day via Instagram, seemingly out of nowhere, I mean, I don't really like catch up with her YouTube. I'm not going to watch all that. But it seems like it was out of nowhere where she just said she is deleting her TikTok. She posted on her story a photo of the like delete account, are you sure, screen, and she posted it and said good riddance. And then she kind of gave sort of like an explanation afterwards, because all her fans were like, no, don't leave TikTok, like, what are you doing? I mean, obviously they were upset. Like, TikTok is now everyone's favorite platform. Everyone spends like 10 hours on it every day, and they want to see Emma, so they're pissed that she was leaving. So she felt the need to give them some sort of explanation. And she said the reason she deleted TikTok was because it was taking up too much of her life to the point where she thought it was very anti-productive. If you don't know Emma, that's like kind of her whole thing. Like, she kind of likes to be the anti-influencer and do what everyone else is not doing and be like, I'm down-to-earth normal girl. I don't need to be on social media and be doing what everyone else is doing. I want to focus on the world around me. Anyway, she gave an explanation. That's like her whole brand. So she gave an explanation on why. And she said, I didn't realize how bad the problem was until I cut TikTok out of my life. She continued, as dumb as it may sound, it has genuinely been a life-changing experience. It seemed like TikTok kept me entertained in the bed to the point where I would stay in bed so much longer. Within the first few days of deleting TikTok, I stopped laying in bed so much because I would get so bored. It forced me to get up and I felt like I was doing more chores. So that was her explanation she gave on her podcast. I think those were all very fair points. And then just to really drive it home, she put in the podcast description, she says, this episode talks about how removing things like a social media app that we waste our time on or relationships that drain our energy can give us the physical and mental space to do things we really enjoy. And poof, just like that, she's gone. So let's like analyze her reasoning as to why she left. First of all, I think everything she said is very fair. I totally agree that all of our screen times are way higher than they should be. I totally understand that. Definitely leaves room for you to do more chores, maybe more productive things in your life. I think social media can definitely be a big problem when it comes to time consumption. People spend way too much time on there. Even on Billie Eilish's SNL, they made like a whole little TikTok skit where basically the whole point was like people spend way too much time on there. So I'm not discrediting her in that sense. Turning off your phone, you know, focusing on the world, your relationships around you can definitely be super, super great. And that's a downside of social media. Don't get me wrong. But I have a really big like rebuttal to Emma's reason for deleting TikTok. And I just think my rebuttal is that as a consumer who is one, a Gen Z person in this generation, just two, like someone who have used social media for years, whether you're a millennial or not, I think it's to the point where we all need to just take responsibility for ourselves to be conscious consumers of social media and not let it take over our lives. And it's up to us to be able to divvy up the time we spend. And it's up to us to kind of make that schedule for ourselves. I think we've all been on here for long enough and lived in the social media age for long enough where we should be able to just be a conscious consumer and kind of govern ourselves of when and when is not the appropriate time to spend excess time on social media. I don't always think deleting apps is the best thing. There's definitely power in deleting an app if you think it no longer serves you, but there's also power in being able to just limit yourself to still reap the good things from that app while not letting it control your life just because of like the dopamine hits it gives you. I understand it can be addicting, but TikTok is only life consuming if you let it be. So yes, it gives you dopamine, it's addicting, but you need to learn as a consumer how to navigate that and to adjust it. I think there's so many good things about social media, especially TikTok. People say TikTok has been a game-changing app, not just for social media, but for conversations that we all share with each other, for how we present ourselves to each other on social media. It really makes people connect more. You learn so much about literally any topic. You can learn, it's legit school. You can literally learn about school topics. You can learn about like the government and new ideas and cooking and other cultures and history and working out. Like, I've learned so much from TikTok. So I think TikTok, while it can be a menace to your brain and, you know, the chemicals in your brain with all the dopamine and things like that, I think it is really fun and important to stay on. And I think you just need to divvy up your time. And I'm so sorry, but I just feel like fully disconnecting is so dumb. Like, you're really gonna fully disconnect your TikTok account because you cannot limit yourself how much you're on your phone. I don't know if I sound like I'm just not being empathetic, but I don't know. I think celebrities just think for some reason it's so empowering to like stop the world and make a statement that they are deleting an app. Like, they like get all their followers' attention. They're like, attention, everyone, I have an announcement. I am deleting TikTok. Yep. I'm better than all of you and I don't need this app and I will have no FOMO. See you never. And they make a whole big like pick me girl spiel about it. It's very pick me girl energy when they delete an app. They think, am I better than everybody else? When I just don't think that's the way to go. I don't think there is a reason to delete the full app at all. And now she's going to influence all her young followers to delete TikTok too. And then guess what? Have they learned? Has Emma learned? No. Every time a self-righteous celebrity says, hear ye, I am taking a break from social media or I am deleting this social media and I will never be back for at least a long time, they come back in like a week. So I am fully expecting to see Emma Chamberlain dancing to some Christmas song this week on TikTok, coming back, just like the 70 million breaks that Demi Lovato has taken from social media and then comes back in a day. Chrissy Teigen, I think, legit took a 3-day break over the summer, even though she said she was done forever because she was being bullied. Emma will be back and we will welcome her with open arms, just like everybody else that we've welcomed back to social media after they tried to be better than us for a week. People just need to learn how to govern themselves with social media. So what can we learn from this? I think what we can learn is disconnecting is important. As Ariana said, read a fucking book. I'd be trying to stay connected. But you don't have to fully disconnect. I think we can learn to ration our time on social media and ration our time on TikTok. And I really think you can, even if you have to like get like a little calendar and ration out the time you're going to use to schedule your how much time you can spend on social media, do that. Schedule how much time each day you want to spend. And you can, I think in your settings, in your screen time, you can actually like set yourself a certain amount of time. So do that. Just become better at governing yourself with how much social media you use. And yeah, maybe Michelle Obama needs to come out with a campaign like she did with the get outside and exercise 30 minutes a day. Maybe she needs to come out with a campaign that's like get off your phone for 2 hours a day and go eat a fucking carrot or something. So that's what we can learn. Thank you, Emma. And I can't wait to see your next TikTok this week. Just like magic, I'm attracted. I get everything I want cause I attract it. Looking at my phone but I'm trying to disconnect it. Read a fucking book, I be trying to stick in it. Say it's tricky at the top, gotta keep it slim. Me go for a thick wallet. Losing friends left and right, but I just send a loving light. I don't wanna waste your time on some dumb shit. Password to your phone, you can miss me with that shit. Oh my god, that was my number one listen to Ariana Grande song on Spotify this year. Via my Spotify Wrapped, told me. Okay, anyway, now let's talk about Disney queen Bridget Mendler. Yeah, and her whole huge college endeavor that we all had no idea was going on this whole time. So if you don't remember Bridget Mendler, how dare you? First of all, Bridget Mendler is a Disney legend icon. She was in so many Disney movies and TV shows, including Wizards of Waverly Place and Good Luck Charlie and Lemonade Mouth. And she had a few hit songs that the internet is like very fond of. They're treasures to us. Hurricane and Ready or Not. But she's kind of disappeared in the last few years. And people were wondering why until her LinkedIn popped up. And let me go to it. It's insane. So Bridget Mendler is not just an actress. She is a scholar. She's a smart, smart cookie. So on her LinkedIn, you know, on LinkedIn, it says all your education, where you graduated from. People were shook to see that she has 4 different degrees that she has been working on since Good Luck Charlie ended. And one of them is from Harvard Law. And one of them is a law degree to legit be a lawyer that she is planning on finishing in less than 2 years. The first degree she got was from the University of Southern California in anthropology, which is a great school. And then she went to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where she got her master's degree in, I believe, anthropology. And then she got a doctorate degree in philosophy from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And after that, she was like, I'm not done. Now she's taking classes at Harvard Law School to literally become a lawyer. She said, what? Like, it's hard? Harvard? Bridget Mendler is going to Harvard? Oh my God. Good luck, Charlie, trying to follow in those footsteps. Damn. People had no idea just how smart she was. Of course, we always knew she was smart, but we didn't think that she was going to get a PhD in law from Harvard. Now everyone on the internet is like, who were we like watching this whole time? Like, oh my goodness, she's so much more than just an actress. But it also kind of perplexed people because people were wondering, she could have just been an actress. She didn't have to put herself through all of that school. Apparently, her net worth is over $5 million because, one, she was in so many Disney franchises. And then, two, even after Disney, she did her music and she didn't fall off. Like, she's still acting now. A lot of people, a misconception about her is that, like, she's done acting and she's done singing. She released an album, I believe, in, like, 2017. And then she's been in a few shows, like, Undateable. She's was in a Christmas, like, sitcom last year. So she's still acting and doing music. Wait, hold on. I'm looking when her last album was. Okay, so her last album was, I believe, 2016. She's been putting out singles. She was putting out singles up until 2017. So yeah, she didn't like completely fall off after Hurricane and things like that. But people are just so confused why she'd be doing all of this if she's a millionaire and doesn't have to fall back on any degree of some sort. You know, people were kind of thinking maybe she had to go to college because, like, you know, she fell off and it just wasn't working out for her anymore. But now that we know all this information about her net worth and the fact that she's still acting, people are like, why would she do this? So I did some research about her and I kind of like got to the bottom of what the answer was. And I found a few clips of her speaking of going to college. So let me play them.
Are you in college now?
Yeah.
You are. And you go to where? To USC?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are you studying there?
I'm studying anthropology.
Really?
Yeah.
And why?
Well, I'm interested in it, for one. And I think it kind of relates to acting in the sense that, you know, understanding different people, where they come from.
So you're majoring in anthropology. I mean, do you want to be an anthropologist someday? Are you looking at that? Or is this it for you? Do you want to be an entertainer for the rest of your life? Do you know yet?
I would love to be an entertainer for the rest of my life. I think anthropology to me felt interesting because it's the study of humans and like every culture and really just, I like the idea of justifying why people are the way that they are. And so you study people and they might be very different than you, but then you understand them. And I feel like that applies to acting a lot.
Cool.
So it seems as this is very much a passion project for her, just as much as acting was. You know, she did a lot of acting, especially in comedy. I feel like comedy acting was her passion, and now maybe she has another passion, which is sociology and anthropology and studying people and making people's lives better. Her LinkedIn description of her I thought was really cute too. It said Bridget Mendler is a PhD student at the MIT Media Lab with a focus on technologies that support inclusive and collaborative governance and citizen engagement. And she's really out here doing that. I love that she's putting her passion for, you know, helping people and finding out why people are how they are and trying to help society, and she's putting it into motion through the law and becoming a lawyer, and I think that's fierce. She said, yes, I'm a rich actress, but I also want to make a difference in this world and have more of an impact. Do you guys remember when Sam from iCarly was like, I don't like that my only impact on the world was being an annoying teenager with a butter sock? That's giving me the same vibe. She was like, I loved my time as an actress and I'm still going to act and be that bitch on screen, but I'm also going to have this side passion and make a real difference in the world. Like, very Kim K energy, just like Kim's passion is being the socialite and being the reality star, but also her passion is law reform. So it's great seeing that Bridget has two passions and is vigilantly pursuing both. I love those people who feel like they've already like conquered one area of their life and now they want to go conquer something else. They're really using the most of their time on earth. So I think Bridget Mendler is one of those really inspiring people that we can all look to. I wish she was more active on like social media and stuff so we could really like see what she's up to. But nonetheless, she's a really good role model for us because we did grow up with her. And I think it's really cool that she is not just attention and fame hungry. She really just acted and did music because it was a passion. And when she wasn't finding anything that was feeding her passion, she stopped. Because let's be honest, she could have got any role she wanted, but she took a break, went to school because that is now her passion. Before we get into what we can learn from her, I want to talk about Bradley Stephen Perry as well. Do you guys remember him? Gabe from Good Luck Charlie. He is also going to college. I don't know if you guys knew this. Bradley Stephen Perry, he's like 24 or something now. He unfortunately has not acted since 2016. He was on Lab Rats. I didn't even know this. I kind of stopped watching Disney after like the Good Luck Charlie time, but he was on Lab Rats apparently after, and then had another spinoff for something, and then he stopped acting after 2016, and then a little while after he went to college, and it seems like he's living the most like normal life. He was like in a frat, his Instagram is like so basic, and yeah, he also went to Southern California University. So I feel like he's more of a case where he kind of did fall off, unfortunately, and that's, I feel, something that people clown actors and actresses for, or just famous people, if they like have to go back to real life. But he could be doing the same thing that Bridget's doing. His net worth is up there too. You know, he probably could have gotten more roles. So maybe he was inspired by Bridget, wanted to go back to school. He went to the same school that she did. So see, Bridget is out here inspiring all of us. PJ from Good Luck Charlie. I don't know his real name, but the older brother, apparently, unfortunately, his life has gone downhill since being on Good Luck Charlie. He has not gotten many acting roles and has not really been going to school or anything. He was just chilling with the Good Luck Charlie money. Who fucking knows what Bob Duncan is doing? And Amy Duncan, oh my God, she's like an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker. Oh, she actually gave up her life in LA and went back to some like yeehaw suburban Confederate town where they're all like like anti-maskers, and now the internet hates her. So at least PJ isn't doing the worst out of everyone. Anyway, I hate Amy Duncan. What can we learn from Bridget Mendler? I have decided that we can learn that you're allowed to have multiple passions in life. You can be an actor and an anthropologist, or a socialite and a lawyer. It's really, really empowering being able to do it all and build yourself in multiple careers that you're passionate about. Bridget is showing us that that is possible. So shout out to her for that. Also, I think there's no shame in stepping away from the spotlight. I think it's great that it kind of makes her seem more real, that she was just acting for a passion and now she's doing a new passion. And lastly, I think we can learn that you can find fulfillment from other things other than external attention, like fame or adoration from fans, and living a more low-key, you know, soul-fulfilling life like she is now is just as admirable and amazing, and she should get just as much adoration for that. Not everyone has to want fame so bad and cling on to it. So thank you, Bridget Mendler, for teaching us all of that. She's really like marching to the beat of her own drum and like really succeeding heavily, being like a millionaire singer, actor, and now a Harvard Law School student and gonna be a lawyer. So shout out to Bridget Mendler. She turned the world into her dance floor. Okay, well, thank you for tuning into this episode of Pop Culture University. Let's review what we learned today. From Emma Chamberlain, we learned that disconnecting is important, but you don't have to fully disconnect. Make sure to govern how much time you spend on social media, because you are a grown adult, and if you're in Gen Z, you know how it is out here. So be responsible for yourself with how much you spend on social media. It's not all bad. What we learned from Bridget Mendler is that you can conquer multiple passions in life, and you can do it all. And there's a lot more that can fulfill you than external validation. So thank you to these two amazing women who taught us today by being famous and having their lives be forced into the public against their will. We really appreciate you guys. Make sure to like and rate this podcast if you enjoyed it. Tune in Friday. I've decided this is going to be 3 times a week. I'm not perfect. I'm human. I was going to do 5 times a week. That is not working out. So it's going to be 3 times a week. And yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow the podcast on Spotify and review it. And thank you. I will see you next time. Class dismissed.